tobacco is grown in a, you don't have tobacco around here though, do you?
Well, no, but, well, it's grown in, 4 and 5 acres, some have 10 acre patches.
Okay, and if it's larger than a patch, you just call it a?
Tobacco farm.
Okay, and the cotton and corn, they grow in a?
Patches.
Two?
Fields, yes.
Okay, what's the difference between a patch and a field?
Well, you see, we call them a patch. Some may be 3 acres, some may be 5, all like that.
But a field?
Well, a field, that's just a whole.
It's great big.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what do you call a kind of fence that has these little sharp points on it, wire, and it may scratch the cattle?
Barbed wire fence.
And if you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
Okay. And if you just were setting up one, you'd say, I'm going to set up this
hole.
Okay. And if you want to make a hen start laying, do you know something that they used to put in her nest to fool her into thinking she'd already laid?
A glass darning egg, I call it.
Okay.
You know, you don't see them now.
No, I've never seen one. I've heard people talk about them so much that I think I ought to know them, but I've never
seen
one.
Well, it looks just
one.
Like, you've seen these milk white light bulbs, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, it looks, well, that's the texture it is, but it's made in the shape of a hen egg.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them a darning egg, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People used to put them in the sock, you know, and darn
sure.
the sock.
Sure. Okay, and talking about your best dishes, what would you say? These are not my everyday dishes. This is my best?
My Sunday dishes.
Okay, and would you ever use and talking about them, the whole set, a nice set of
china.
Okay. And there's the question here, did you ever see an egg made out of china?
Well, I've seen the glass egg, but now what texture it was, I don't know, but
okay.
I have seen the glass egg.
Okay, now I just asked you if you've
yes,
ever
ma'am.
Seen a
china egg.
Uh-huh. And back on the farm, what did people used to carry food to the pigs in?
Slop bucket.
And what about something big and black that you might have out in the backyard heating up water to boil clothes?
A pot.
And what about if it were smaller, maybe, and you used it to cook on the stove with, what would you call it?
Dinner pot.
Okay. Any other word besides a pan for something that you cook maybe in. It's, you might say it's...
Utensils.
Okay. Or a...
Kettle.
Do you use that word?
Yes, ma'am.
You still say I've got...
Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference between a kettle and a pot?
Well, a pot, it has a open surface. See, it's round at the top.
Mm.
But a kettle, it got a spout on it. You see a teapot.
Oh, like you pour water in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's the difference between
okay.
the kettle and the
okay.
pot.
And what do you call a container that you put flowers in and keep in the house?
You call that your meal and flower containers.
Okay, but I mean a thing that blooms. I didn't say that very well. They're
oh.
like your plants out there.
Oh, pots?
Uh-huh.
Flower pots.
Okay, and what about if you cut flowers off and put in there? It's not a pot, but it's something pretty.
A bouquet.
Okay, and what do you call a thing you put a bouquet in?
A vase.
Okay, and what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you set the table?
Knife and fork.
And?
Spoon.
Okay, and to cut up things with, you may have several different sizes of?
Blades.
Okay.
Knife.
Of what?
Knife.
Okay, and what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes and then the one used for drying them?
Your dish towel and your dish rag.
Okay. And what do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use on your face when you wash?
Towel.
Okay. Now.
Washcloth.
Okay. And after, baby, you dry yourself.